The term domestic violence includes felony or misdemeanor crimes of violence committed by a current or former spouse or intimate partner of the victim.
That is Heidi Bott. She is a psychotherapist specializing in domestic, gender-based, and sexual violence at the YWCA of West Central Michigan. Unlike the definition the Obama administration implemented, this one applies only to individuals who can prove to have experienced physical violence that led to a criminal charge. But Bott says it's not always that simple.
Your every move has been controlled. You aren't allowed to see your family. You have to ask for money. You know, those kinds of things have been happening. Or he yells at you constantly, or you're constantly being berated and told how terrible you are. So the new definition definitely doesn't take those things into mind.
According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, over 43 million women in the United States have experienced psychological aggression by an intimate partner. For Kent County Prosecutor Chris Becker, the change in definition really has no effect in the prosecution of domestic violence cases locally.
There's no domestic violence for economic abuse or if there's something along those lines. You know, a lot of the Michigan statutes, which we're bound by, relate to, you know, some sort of physical violence.
Michigan's definition for domestic violence is like the federal one, in that it only applies to acts of physical violence that warrant a criminal prosecution. But for organizations like the YWCA that rely on federal grants from the Office on Violence Against Women, the change in definition could mean some of their programs may no longer be funded. According to a statement from the Department of Justice Office, all new funding requests will be examined through the lens of the new definition. Michelle Jokashpolo, WGVU News.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.